Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel today is pleasant, with warm temperatures and clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is enjoying a gentle breeze, making it a great day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, U.S.-Iran deal won't meet Israel's war goals on nukes, missiles, and proxies. Israeli officials warn the proposed agreement may leave Iran's missile arsenal intact. This is from Ynet, reported 5 hours ago. Also, IDF targets Hezbollah Radwan Force Commander in Beirut. This marks the first IDF strike in the Lebanese capital in nearly a month, reported by JNS just 28 minutes ago. Also this hour, an Israeli airstrike reportedly killed a colonel in the Hamas-led Gaza police force. Medics said the strike targeted his vehicle. This news comes from the Jerusalem Post, 12 hours ago. Separately, a report reveals the United States' demands for a new nuclear agreement with Iran. American officials require Tehran to stop enriching uranium for 20 years. This is from Walla, 29 minutes ago. And finally, Maryland School District urged to adopt zero-tolerance policy on anti-Semitism amid a wave of incidents. The Jewish Community Relations Council of Greater Washington is calling for this change. Reported by Forward 7 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 reports that Lebanese Parliament Speaker Nabi Berri said Iran informed Lebanese officials any regional deal involving the U.S. and Israel would include Lebanon. This was posted just minutes ago. Meanwhile, a taxi driver in Spain became a local hero for driving patients to the hospital free of charge. Doctors and nurses showed their gratitude with a standing ovation and a donation. This story was shared by Science commentator just 14 minutes ago. David Keyes expressed his view that Israel should never stop fighting to destroy Hamas, suggesting it could take about 6 weeks if done right. He posted this 15 minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S.-Iran deal. Israeli officials caution that the proposed agreement might not dismantle Iran's missile capabilities. Ynet highlights concerns about easing financial pressure on Tehran and limiting IDF operations. This deal could impact Israel's strategic options in the region. Turning to the IDF strike in Beirut. This attack, aimed at the key Hezbollah figure, underscores rising tensions. JNS reports this is the first such operation in Beirut in a month. The strike could escalate the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. Meanwhile, an Israeli airstrike killed a senior Hamas police officer in Gaza. According to the Jerusalem Post, the target was Nassim al-Kalazani. The strike follows recent hostilities in the area, highlighting the volatile situation in Gaza. On the diplomatic front, the United States demands Iran stop uranium enrichment for 20 years as part of a new nuclear deal. Walla reports American officials are setting strict conditions. This could redefine the nuclear landscape in the Middle East. And in the U.S., the Jewish Community Relations Council of Greater Washington urges a local school district to adopt a zero-tolerance anti-Semitism policy. Forward details a surge in anti-Semitic incidents prompting this call. This reflects broader concerns about anti-Semitism in the United States. On the economic front, a company promises advanced solutions to counter Hezbollah drones. Ynet Business reports the IDF faces a primitive yet challenging threat from cheap drones in Lebanon. Separately, SuperPlay earnout payments are affecting Playtika's financial stability. Globes highlights the success of this acquisition, which now pressures the Israeli mobile gaming company. And finally, civil service warns that job transfers may lead to salary cuts. Walla Business reveals that even within the same rank, employees face a 13% reduction in base salary. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.